Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor broadcasting live from scenic Tecumseh. Technical difficulties down here with the house Wi-Fi. We'll continue to work on that. Broadcasting now, the tip-off getting set to go here between the Comets and the Eagles. Starting five for the Comets, Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, Donovan Kennedy, Rhett Laketta, and Luke Laketta. And for the Erie Mason Eagles, Joe Liddell, Jake Treanor, Willie Werner, Brian Sweeney, and John Sweeney are our starting five. John Sweeney will take the jump for the Eagles. Last-minute instructions from Chad Mortimer for the Comets. And it'll be Jack Rocky going up against John Sweeney in the tip circle. And, Greg, we're fired up here. Student sections are rolling.
Here we go.
Tip is won by Hanover. Rhett Laketta with it. He'll get it over for Brocky. Cuts inside. Rhett Laketta slipped and fell. He'll get it out for Brocky. Back over to Sauber. Down for Rhett. Little spin move over to Luke for three. No good. And out of bounds. Erie Mason brings the ball up. 7:30 to go here in our first quarter. Just underway. No score. Joe Liddell. He will go to the wing. Crosses over. Gets it to Willie Werner. Liddell baseline drive. Dishes out. Shot is up by Treanor and missed. Rebounded by the Comets. And here they come down the floor. Rhett kicked it out for Brocky. Over to Luke at the elbow. He will drive and think better of it. Kicks it out to Donovan Kennedy. Luke lost the ball. Jack Rocky with it now. He'll back it out, slow things down. Right back inside. That is Luke. He'll hand it off for Sauber. Down low for Rhett. Mishandled the ball. He's double-teamed down there. Rhett with another spin. Down for Donovan Kennedy and nearly turned over. Last touch by the Eagles. Slow start so far here, Greg.
Yeah, both teams nerved up. Both missed a short shot. This place is ready to explode, though.
Yeah, the roof is coming off. Hanover with the ball. That is Luke Laketta, and he's going to turn it over. Here come the Eagles. Liddell will go all the way to the bucket and block from behind by Luke Laketta. Willie Werner to inbound. Nowhere to go with it. He gets it finally out to Treanor. He'll drive baseline, go strong. Blocked again by Luke Laketta. Still no score, 6:30 to play here. Donovan Kennedy kicks it out for Luke. Into Rhett down low. He's double-teamed there. He'll dribble out. Triple-team now. Luke with it. Bounce pass over for Sauber. He'll get it down low for Donovan Kennedy by himself. Blocked from behind. Gets his own rebound and out of bounds. Turnover.
There's that layup, Jason. You gotta cash that in.
He went up strong, though. Got blocked from behind a little bit. Just couldn't get the second effort down. Liddell met with a full court pressure by Donovan Kennedy. Three-pointer by Liddell, short, rebounded by Jack Rocky. 5:50 to go, still no score. Quickly out for Rhett Laketta. Met there with a double team. Little zone action for Erie Mason. That's Mitch Sauber driving jumper down. Scoring gets started with Mitch Sauber. Liddell quickly to the bucket, no good. Rebounded by Brocky. 2-0 our score. Sauber will drive and dish. Luke Laketta for three, short. And out of bounds again. 2-0, 5:25 to play here in our first quarter. 5 and 20 to go. Joe Liddell with the ball. Update from the NAIA D2 National Championship game. Spring Arbor leads Oregon Tech 8-0 in the early going. Trainer out to... That's John Sweeney with the three, no good. Rebounded by Hanover and a scramble for the ball. Last touch by the Eagles. Three minutes scoreless now for the Eagles. 2-0 Hanover lead. Kind of a sloppy first quarter so far. Sauber kicks it out to the wing for Brocky. Quickly down low for Kennedy. Nowhere to go. Trapped on the baseline. Has to throw it out for Brocky. He's doubled on the wing. That zone given the Comets fit. Back down for Kennedy. He's going to go up strong. No good. Blocked by John Sweeney. And the Eagles will bring it back up with 4.5 to play. Still looking for their first points. Liddell crossing him over. He'll go for a drive. Kicks it out now to Trainer. Back to Liddell. Baseline. Guarded by Kennedy. He'll dribble over to the wing. Tries a little screen and roll with Sweeney. And a three ball by Joe Liddell. And it is now 3-2. Erie Mason leads. 4:08 to go. There's Rhett Laketta out for Sauber. Thinks about a three. He'll take it. And good. Mitch Sauber now with 5. And it's 5-3. The Comets retake the lead. Trainer with the ball on the wing. He'll get it back out for John Sweeney, the 6'7 senior. Trainer to Liddell. He's doubled there. He'll pull up another triple down. Big three ball by Joe Liddell. And it's now 6-5. The Eagles lead. 3:25 to go in the first. Brocky double teamed. He'll go down low for Rhett. He'll go to Kennedy. Easy layup and good. Donovan Kennedy makes it 7-5. Back and forth game here with 3:10 to go. Liddell for Sweeney. Liddell long three down. Three straight three balls by Joe Liddell, and it is now 9-7. Eagles lead. Three-point contest here. And Brocky nearly threw it away. That one will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Bryce Sanders into the game now for the Comets. He'll replace Donovan Kennedy. 2:54 to go here in our first quarter. Mitch Sauber takes the sideline inbound back to Brocky. Thought about a quick triple. Doesn't take it. Rhett will go down low. Trapped on the baseline. He gets it out for Sanders. Back to Brocky. Brocky nearly horse collared there. Goes to Sauber, who goes up strong. Out for Rhett and stolen by Jake Trainer. Trainer will bring it up with 2.5 to go here in the first. Guarded by Sauber. Picks up his dribble, and that is Liddell. Guarded by Bryce Sanders. Trying to shake him off. He'll float it back over for Trainer. Tries to go baseline to Liddell. He got it. Kicks it back out and stepped on the line. He'll turn it over. Another substitution for the Comets. Trent Finnegan in. 2:14 to go. 9-7. The Eagles lead. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout from the Eagles bench. We'll take 30 seconds ourselves. Come back on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back. News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. 9-7, Eagles lead, 2:14 to play. Comets out of the timeout with the ball. Mitch Sauber will bring it up. He'll kick it over for Brocky. On the wing, back to Sauber. Trying to break this zone. Won't do it. Here's Trainer. He's going to go strong. Knocked away by Brocky and out of bounds. Joel Liddell to inbound on the baseline for the Eagles. And they'll go newly into the game is Brian Sweeney. Misses the jumper. Jack Brocky leads the break for the Comets. Rocky has an open look for three. Off. Off target, rebounded by Liddell. No numbers. He tries to turn it back, runs into Rhett Laketa, and they'll kick it back out for Willie Werner. And here's Liddell with a baseline drive up and good. Joe Liddell now with 11. He's got all 11 of the Eagles' points. 11-7, Erie Mason leads. Nice feed by Rhett down to Bryce Sanders. Easy layup there. Bryce Sanders with the bucket. It's 11-9, 1:10 to go. Liddell will drive strong, goes up to the bucket, layup, no good, rebounded by Trent Finnegan. Rocky will kick it up for Sauber on the wing. He'll drive, stops at the free throw line, picks up his dribble. Brocky outside the three-point arc. He'll get it to Rhett, back to Sauber. Long three all day. Got it. The Comets retake the lead, 11-12. That's now eight for Mitch Sauber. 33 seconds to go. Comets lead by one. Liddell on the wing, driving on Rhett. He'll kick out for Willie Werner. Back to Liddell. He's double-teamed momentarily. Switch off. Now Sauber guards Liddell. He'll weave it through for, that is Bryce Sweeney. No good. 10 seconds to go. Now here's Rhett driving. He's going to kick it out for Sauber, who passed up a triple, gets fouled and count it. The bucket's good with 2.3 to go. 14-11 now, our score. Sauber's got 10. And that's the first foul on Brian Sweeney. Team's first as well. Donovan Kennedy and Luke Laketa back in for the Comets. 2.3 seconds to go here. 14-11 our score. And Sauber knocks it down. Give him 11. Jeremy Van Epps will come into the game. Van Epps, Finnegan, Kennedy, Sanders, and Luke Laketa. Stolen, and the bucket at the buzzer. Count it by Donovan Kennedy. He knocks it down. 17-11 our score here. End of the first. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back on News Talk 970 and 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Second quarter underway for Aspen 1 hour. 8 minutes back on the clock. The Comets lead 17-11. Joe Liddell gets it. Trainer stolen away by Sauber. He's on the break, and Dallin counted on the foul. Wow. Mitch Sauber, he's got 13 of the Comets 19. That foul goes on Bryce Miller, newly into the game for the Eagles. His first, team second, and what a half by Mitch Sauber. He hits another one from the line. Make it 20-11. John Sweeney back in. The big man will take his spot down low for the Eagles. 20-11, 7:41 to go. The Comets lead. Biggest lead of the game at 9 for either team. Joe Liddell, he's got all of the Eagles' points. He's got 11. He's guarded by Brocky. He'll get it to Trainer. He'll drive on Sauber. Three ball by Sweeney. No good. Rebounded by Luke Laketa. That was Brian Sweeney. Throws it up. Luke trapped. Gets it out for Rhett. He'll just back it down. Back out for Luke. Down low for Kennedy. They swing it out to Rhett. Spin move. Up and under. No good. And rebounded by Big John Sweeney. 6'7". 7 minutes on the clock, 20-11. The Comets still lead. Liddell with a drive, jump stop, block by Brocky, and we'll get a whistle. Foul on Brocky is his first. teams first. And Liddell will knock it down, continue his point streak. 20-12 the score now. Joe Liddell with all 12 of the Eagle points. Now make it 13. 20-13, the Comets lead. Clock begins to run, 6:50 to go. Jack Brocky with it on the wing. Gets it to Sauber, who's all alone but too far out to take the shot. He'll pull back. Picks up the dribble, gets it to Rhett. Out to Brocky, corner, triple, good! His first points of the game, and it's 23-13, the Comets lead. Here's Liddell keeping the Eagles in the game single-handedly. No good on the layup, rebounded by Donovan Kennedy. Luke will start the break. They've got numbers if they hustle. He's going to go up strong, and no good, rebounded by Bryce Sweeney. Bryce the trainer. He'll get it to Liddell. Trying to lull Brocky to sleep. Rhett will switch off onto Liddell. From the point, little jump stop, picks up his dribble at the elbow, gets it back, NBA range three, no good. Rebounded by Luke Lucetta. 5:50 to go, 23-13. Mitch Sauber will start the offense for the Comets. Down for Rhett and turned it over. Joe Liddell on the break. Nice pass to Trainer. He goes up and down. First points of the game that don't belong to Joe Liddell go to Jake Trainer, and it's 23-15, the Comets lead. Mitch Sauber with it, goes strong down low, pinball action, and a little run out now. Joe Liddell didn't have numbers, now he does. Triple try by Trainer is down. 5 points now for Trainer, and it's 23-18. 5:10 to go. Mitch Sauber to Rhett, out to Brocky, back to Sauber. He'll take a three. Good! Can't leave him open right there for very long. Ball don't lie. Mitch Sauber hits it, 26-18. About 18 now for Sauber. Liddell guarded by Rhett Liketta. He'll hand off to Trainer, guarded there by Sauber. Tries to cross him over, picks up the dribble. High wing for Liddell. He's double-teamed, NBA range three. Got it. Another big three by Joe Liddell. He's got four of them in the game. 26-21. Comet leads five with 4:20 to go. And they'll get a bump. That foul is going to go on John Sweeney. His first, team third. Bryce Sanders will come in. He'll replace Rhett Liketta. 26-21, 4 minutes, and the clock is running, and they need to reset the clock. The clock's still running. And they're going to have to put some time back on the clock here. Never stopped at the whistle. 4:13 now placed on the clock, second quarter for Aspen 1 Hour. Thank you to them for being on the broadcast, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro. Long outlet for Donovan Kennedy. He'll drive and gets it knocked away by Liddell. He's going to go strong all the way. Count it on the layup. Brocky going to get called for the harm. Rocky will pick up his second, 26-23 now, the Comet lead. Can get cut to two with a free throw by Joe Liddell. And before we do that, we'll get a 30-second timeout. We'll take a timeout ourselves on 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back here on the broadcast from Tecumseh, out-of-town scoreboard, Flint Beecher, Detroit Edison, tied at 12 after one quarter, and national championship NAIA Division II, Spring Arbor leads Oregon Tech 25-16 with 6:58 to go in the first half. Our score, 26-23, the Comets lead, 4:06 to go. Joe Liddell makes it 26-24 after the bucket. He has 19. Trent Finnegan into the game for the Comets. 4 minutes on the clock here in our half. We're asked in 1 hour. And jumper fadeaway by Luke. No good. Rebounded. Out of bounds. Last touch by Bryce Sanders. Oh, they're going to whistle him for a foul. Wow. That foul is going to go on Bryce Sanders, his first, team's third. Baseline inbound to Liddell. 2-point lead for the Comets, 26-24, 3:50 to go now. Joe Liddell taking his time to get up the court. Cross center line, guarded there by Luke Laketa. Donovan Kennedy will switch off on him. He'll drive. Tries to go strong, little teardrop, no good. Rebounded John Sweeney. He kicks it out for Trainer for three. No good, rebounded by Liddell. He'll go to Bryce Sweeney, back out to Liddell, who will slow it down and thought about an NBA range three. Thinks better of it. Trying to drive. He'll pull up for an high school range triple, and good. Joe Liddell. He's got 21 of their 27, and it's 27-26. The Eagles lead, 3:08 to go in our half. Bryce Sanders guarded there on the wing, and a foul on John Sweeney. A little bit of a bump. That's going to be his second, team's fourth. Three minutes to go on our score here for Aspen. 1 hour, 27-26. The Eagles take the lead after a big three. And that'll get a substitution off the Erie Mason bench. Walker Willis, 6'2 junior, into the game now. Luke Laketa takes Bryce Sanders. He's guarded there by Trainer on the wing. He'll go hard, knocked away from behind, and we're going to get a push on Bryce Sanders. So that'll be foul number two on Bryce Sanders. Team foul number four. And the Eagles will get a sideline inbound here. 27-26, they lead it over the Comets. 2:50 to go in the half. Liddell guarded there by Kennedy. He'll get it out for Sweeney. Back to Liddell. Liddell crosses over. Kennedy goes to the bucket. Down for Walker Willis. No good. Rebounded by Luke Laketa. Laketa guarded there by Trainer. Over to Rhett. Nice head fake there. And scrum for the basketball. Last touch by Trent Finnegan. And out of bounds. Turnover by the Comets. 2:21 to go. And Connor Mortimer will come into the game for Trent Finnegan. Halftime, Palama Westphalia leads Cassopolis 32-16. Winner of that matchup faces the winner of our game here on Thursday at the Breslin. 2:20 to go. 27-26. Eagles lead. Joe Liddell with on Donovan Kennedy, trying to cross him over. He'll go off to the wing for Bryce Sweeney. He pulls up a jumper from the elbow. No good. Rebounded by Willis. And come for the ball. We're going to get a jump. And possession arrow to the Comets. Comets in the home whites with red trim. Erie Mason Eagles in blue with gold trim as the visitors. .150 to go. Mitch Stauber to Mortimer, out to Luke Laketa. Skip pass for Stauber. He's been a monster in this half. Pretty quiet in the second quarter, though. Donovan Kennedy back out to Stauber. Down low for Rhett Kennedy. 4-3, no good, off the heel, rebounded by Connor Mortimer. And head fake, he'll get it to Mitch Stauber, who will get double teamed. He drives right through it, and we get a whistle and a foul. Yeah, 3-second call on Rhett Laketa. Mm-hmm. Bryce Miller into the game for the Eagles. 1:24 to go in the first half for Aspen. 1 hour, 27-26, Erie Mason leads. A little passive full court pressure by the Comets. Looks like they might try to hold for one, but that's a lot of time to eat here. 57 seconds. Liddell with it in the corner, guarded by Donovan Kennedy, forcing that five-second clock to start. So he'll just dribble it around, get it to Trainer, and then back. And Kennedy right on him, keeping that five-second clock moving. 43 seconds to go. Liddell just dribbling around the point, gets it to Trainer. They try to go back to Liddell. Trainer with it, guarded by Sauber, guarded tough. And he'll go for Sweeney. Tried to get it to Liddell. Down and stolen away by Mitch Sauber. He gets it out, and we're going to get a foul on Jake Trainer. 24.4 to go in our half. 27-26. The Eagles lead. Luke Flaketta to inbound for Mitch Sauber. Clock starts to roll. Connor Mortimer trapped in the corner. He'll get it back out to Sauber. They look to trap him. He'll go back to Connor Mortimer. Little zone trap. And they got him in the corner. He finally dips it out. And we're going to get a whistle on Bryce Miller. That's his second, team fifth. 10 points. Oh. For Aspen, 1 hour. Brett Lachetta, time running down to 3 seconds, two. They'll get it out for Luke. He's got to get it up. Shot is off. No good. 27-26 is where our score stays. We'll take a 3-minute break. Come back on the broadcast for Newstalk 975 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, back on the broadcast, 27-26 our score. We'll switch ends and get started on the broadcast here for the second half. For Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open Drain's Others Camp. And we didn't get a chance to talk about Hanover, but we'll run down the numbers for them. Mitch Sauber with 18 in the first half. Didn't really do a whole lot in the second quarter, just 5 of those 18. You also had Donovan Kennedy with 4, Jack Rocky with 3, Bryce Sanders had a pair for the Comets to chalk up 26 points. We are just about set to put another 8 minutes on the clock and get our third quarter underway. Erie Mason will now play in front of their student section, as will the Comets. Winner of this game looking like they're going to face Kawama Westphalia. We'll continue to keep you updated on that game as it goes along. Right now, halftime, 32-16, Kawama Westphalia leads in that tilt. We're also keeping an eye on the NAIA Division II National Championship game. Right now, it is halftime. Spring Arbor leads 44-35. And if I am correct, this would be their first men's basketball national championship. So, a tremendous season, looking like it might have an even better ending to it. 8 minutes on the clock. The Eagles will get first touch of the basketball to start the second half. Starters on the floor for both teams, and we're underway. Jake Trainer will lead the offense up the floor. He'll get it to Liddell and now to Bryce Sweeney, who will take a jumper in and out. Rebounded by Rhett Lachetta. Rhett will lead the break. He'll push it up for Luke. Nothing doing, and a little bit of his man-to-man now for the Eagles. Kennedy down low, blocked by Sweeney from behind. And the Eagles will head the other way. Liddell, a nice little head fake. Teardrop in and out, rebounded by Luke Lucchetta. He'll kick it up for Sauber. Holds up at the midcourt. Donovan Kennedy thinks about a three. Thinks better of it. Swarming Eagle defense here on Luke Lucchetta. Blocked again from behind by John Sweeney. Trying to get that baseline working, and it's not been effective so far. 7 minutes. First minute in the books in our second half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. 27-26, the Eagles lead. Trainer with it on the wing, gets it out for... Stuck at half court, guarded there by Donovan Kennedy. Screen coming, Brocky will switch off on him. Liddell trying to cross up, he'll drive to the bucket and down. 24 for him, 29-26, and now full court press on by Erie Mason. Luke Lucchetta, Jack Brocky, playing a little catch. Lucchetta for three, in and out, rattles around, no good, rebounded by John Sweeney. Joe Liddell with the ball, guarded by Donovan Kennedy. He's going to drive up, and no good. Wanted a foul, didn't get it. Rebounded by Kennedy. Sauber's going to push the break. No numbers. They'll slow things down. Rhett Lucchetta stops at the wing to Kennedy in the corner. Brocky, NBA three. No good off the heel. Rebounded by Erie Mason and Willie Werner. Joe Liddell back to running the point for the Eagles. 29-26. A bucket by Liddell, our only score here in the half. 5:28 to play. Liddell met with a double team, Kennedy and Lucchetta. Tries to get it to a cutting Bryce Sweeney out of bounds, and the Comets will take possession of the basketball. 5:19 to go. Brocky will bring it up, 5:15 to go. Rhett to the elbow. Over to Luke on the wing, back to Rhett. He'll kick it to Brocky, quick corner, triple, no good. Rebounded by Rhett Lucchetta. Spin move inside, up and under, blocked by Sweeney. No call. Here comes Liddell. He'll get it for Walker over into the corner for Trainer. He's met there by Brocky. Walker, a little skip pass, and he traveled. Took a little bit of a walk, dragged that pivot foot. 29-26 our score. 4:44 to go. The Eagles hanging on to that lead. Jack Brocky brings it up for Luke Lucchetta for three. No good. Long rebound by Joe Liddell. And ice cold shooting to start the second half by the Comets. Trainer to Liddell, guarded there by Kenneth Sweeney. Sweeney to Walker. And back out for Trainer. He'll drive on Kennedy, backs it up a little bit. Slows the offense back down. 4:05 to go. Trainer will drive, blocked by Kennedy. No numbers for the Comets, so he'll gingerly bring it up for Luke Lucchetta on the wing. He'll go to Brocky. Brocky will drive, kicks it down low for Rhett, and gets a foul. Two shots coming for Rhett Lucchetta. Foul is out.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back on News Talk 970 AM, 1.5 FM, 32-28 our score. And a foul by John Sweeney. Liddell brings the ball off the floor for the Eagles. He'll slow it down, kick it to Sweeney. Three ball, no good, rebounded by Lucchetta. 3 minutes on the clock, third quarter. Be good. 2:45 to go. Liddell out high point. He's got Sweeney with him. Tries to cross over. Sweeney, long three ball, rebounded by Mitch Sauber. And here come the Comets. Rocky will drive and slow it down. He'll look at a three ball to Kennedy. And he'll take a three. Good! Hanover has the lead. Uh-oh. Liddell out for the by Sweeney. Brings him within one for Brian Sweeney, 36-37 Hanover lead. Brett Lachetta to Brocky, swings it over quick for Sauber. Sauber down low. He'll get it out for Brocky for three off the heel. Rebounded by Liddell. He can get the Eagles the lead. He'll slip over. No good. No call on the contact. Brocky leads the break. He's got Finnegan, and he'll kick it out long for Luke. Luke will get a skip pass for Brock, or Sauber, rather. Down low for Luke. He'll back it out of a double team. He's trapped and throws it away. And we're going to get a whistle. Foul is charged to John Sweeney. That's his third. He's second. 51.3. Comets hanging on to a one-point lead. Long outlet pass, Brocky. Over to Bryce Sanders for three. Left it way short. Rebounded by Bryce Miller for the Eagles. Liddell goes strong to the bucket. Down. He's been a machine in this one. 38-37 now, the Eagles lead. Rocky, 27 seconds. Bryce Sanders, or Trent Finnegan with the ball. Back out to Brocky. He gets there by a double team. He'll get it over to Sauber. Skip pass for Finnegan. Lost it. Knocked away from behind. Brocky will drive baseline. And he is met by Sweeney. Knocked away. Here comes Liddell with 8 seconds. All the way to the bucket and down. Another bucket for Joe Liddell. And that's going to do it on the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back. Finish up our game. 40-37. The Eagles lead on 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back here for the start of the fourth quarter, Jason Smith, Greg O'Connor. 8 minutes on the clock, 40-37. The Eagles lead, and another turnover by the Comets. Trainer lost the basketball, but he'll get it to Liddell. He's got 30, and a turnover. Donovan Kennedy with the steal. And a recent call on Jake Trainer. Jake Trainer picks up foul number one, or excuse me, foul number two. Team's third foul. Our out-of-town scoreboard, Kulama Westphalia after three, leads Kasopolis 46-34. Here's Sauber, kicks it over to the corner for Lachetta. Luke has it stolen, stripped away by Brian Sweeney. Liddell will lead the break, and we're going to get whistled. That one is going to go on Luke Lachetta. That's his second. Team foul number three. This crowd is deafening in here. Brian Sweeney with the ball on the wing. He has John Sweeney. He's got Liddell with him. He'll get it to the wing. He's going to go ISO on Mitch Sauber. Tries to cross him up. Now he'll drive. Goes straight to the bucket. No good. Rebounded by Luke Lachetta. 7 minutes to go. Comets trail by three. Nice give and go with Luke. And down. Big reverse layup by Luke Lachetta gets the scoring started. And it's 40-39, the Eagles lead. Joey Dell will slow it down, 6:45. Eagles have a one-point lead. He's guarded by Mitch Sauber. They'll hand it off to Trainer, guarded there by Donovan Kennedy. A little weave now by the Eagles. And Sommer sticking right with Liddell. He's going to go to the bucket again. No good. Rebounded by Lupuketta. And here come the Comets looking to take the lead. Rhett to Donovan Kennedy. He'll go to the wing. Down for Luke. Over to the corner for Sauber for three. No good. Tipped away. Rebounded by Mitch Sauber. Tried to go inside. Knocked away. Last touch by the Comets. 40-39. Our score. 6:07 to play in the game. Eagles clinging to a one-point lead. They have the ball. And it's Joe Liddell who will bring it up. And they float it down low for Sweeney, who throws it away promptly. And they're going to say it's Eagle ball tipped by the Comets. So inbound, corner inbound here. Brian Sweeney with it. He's going to go all the way to the bucket. No good on the shot. Rebounded by Mitch Sauber. 5:45 to go in the game. 40-39, the score. The Eagles still lead it. Here's Luke. He'll drive down low for Kennedy. Bumps it in. Nice scoop. 41-40, the Comets lead. Liddell lost the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Comets. 5:25 to go. The Comets now have a one-point lead. Trainer inbounds to Liddell, guarded by Donovan Kennedy. Liddell's got Kennedy on his heels. He'll drive to the free throw line. Kicks it out for Brian Sweeney. Long three, no good. Bad shot selection. Rebounded by Mitch Sauber. They've got numbers. Long pass and threw it away. Trying to hit Rhett Liketta on the break. A little too strong. 41-40, Comets lead, 5 minutes to go for Minuteman Sewer and Drain, our second-half sponsor. Big thanks to Trips Auto Shop and Collision, Trips Ceramic Pro. And backdoor cut by Willis, missed it, rebounded by Liketta, and we're going to get a foul on Willie Werner. That is the fourth team foul by the Eagles. Trent Finnegan into the game now. Mitch Sauber will take a seat. Jack Brocky with it. He gets it down and turns it over. Tried to feed Rhett Liketta. Trainer up and no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. Palama Westphalia leads 55-44 over Kostopoulos. 3:09 left to go in that one. Winner faces the winner of this game. Right now, Hanover leads 41-40 with 4:36 to go. Trainer, good, ties the game up. Deafening in here. Very, very loud in the bowl. Second one is good. Money from the line. 42-41. We'll get a timeout from the Hanover bench. 1 minute timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break on 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jason Smith, the mayor, and Greg O'Connor, legendary POC. 4:36 to play, fourth quarter, 4 minute man, Sewer and Drain, 42-41. The Eagles take the lead on a pair of clutch free throws by Jake Trainer. Hanover with the ball, though, out of the timeout. Liketta threw it away. Jake Trainer with the steal. He's going to go to... got to Liddell. No good. And on the rebound save, turned over Mitch Sauber. Long outlet for Brett Liketta, Luke Liketta. And it's down 43-42. 4 minutes to go. Comets pull ahead by one. Joe Liddell slows things down, crosses over Kennedy. Spin move, hands off to Trainer. Three ball, no good. Rebounded by Rhett Liketta. Luke will slow it down, hand it off to Mitch Sauber at center court. Jack Brocky with it. Brocky, long skip pass over. Three ball by Lacetta, missed. Luke was missing everything on that one. Outlet for Liddell. He's got it at the point. Guarded by Donovan Kennedy, 3:30 to go. Comets lead by one. He'll drive and stolen by Mitch Sauber. He's got numbers. And he's going to stop, pump fake, kick it out. Jack Rocky will drive cover from the free throw line off the heel. Rebounded by Brian Sweeney. And here comes Liddell. Plows right through Sauber. Bucket's good. 44-43. The Eagles lead. Sauber for Ratliketa. Easy bucket there. Nice scoop for Ratliketa. And the Comets pull back ahead by one. 2:50 to go. Joe Liddell with it. Nearly fell over on the crossover. He's guarded by Kennedy. Pull up for three. Good! Big three-pointer by Joe Liddell. 47-45. The Eagles lead, and we get a timeout from the Hanover bench. 30-second, or one-minute timeout, rather. We'll take a one-minute break here. Come back on 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Wrestling up for grabs. We've got 2:29 to decide it. Jack Rocky inbound for Mitch Sauber. Sauber looking around, surveys the field, gets it back to Brocky. He'll go to the high point, guarded by Trader. Puts it on the deck, kicks it to Donovan Kennedy, and out of bounds, turnover by the Comets. Joe Liddell will leisurely bring it up the floor. A little passive full court pressure by Kennedy. 2:08 to go. Liddell gets the screen from Sweeney. The kind of comes over to trap. It won't work. They go to Trainer, and he'll kick it back out for Liddell. 1:50 to go. Liddell for Sweeney, tied up by Lacetta, now trapped in the corner. Gets it out for Werner. Now a blocking foul going to be called on Brocky. Or excuse me, that's going to go on Sauber. That's just his first foul. Team's four. Eagles still lead by two. Long inbound. And had to chase it down into the backcourt and tell Liddell. 1:40 to go now. Double team on Liddell. He'll pass it off to Trainer. And back to Trimmer after the double team. Liddell with it.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're going to get a foul with 1:16 to go. 47-45. Erie Mason leads. Foul charge to Luke Lacetta, his third. And the inbound will go to Jake Trainer. Out for Joe Liddell. And he gets bumped hard by Lacetta. And they're going to call the blocking foul on Luke. That is number four on Luke Lacetta. Team foul number seven. And that'll put Joe Liddell at the line for a 1-1. 9:30 to go in the second half. NAIA Division II national title game. Spring Arbor leads 65-58. As Liddell knocks down the front end of the 1-1 to make it 48-45. Second one is good. Makes it a four-point game. 49-45. Erie Mason leads it. Brocky with a minute 10. Gets it to Sauber. Into the corner for Luke Lacetta for 30. Off iron, no good, rebounded, and
They're going to get a jump ball possession arrow to the Eagles. Say thank you to Minuteman Sewer and Drain on the broadcast as we get a timeout from the Hanover bench. 1 minute timeout. We'll take a minute to come back. 59.6 to go in the game on 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Owamo Westphalia defeats Cassopolis 70-50 in the other side. And Owamo Westphalia heads to the final four teams in the high school Division III tournament and got away with a travel, did Liddell. 53 seconds now. And now we'll get a timeout from the Erie Mason bench. Yeah, got away with a travel. 49.9 to go. 1 minute break. We'll be back on 101.5 FM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The game. Erie Mason inbounds off the timeout. Warner gets it to Trainer and get a whistle against the Comets. That'll send Jake Trainer to the line for a pair. Another Iowa Town scoreboard, Okemos over East Kentwood, 50-44 in Division I. Trainer's first attempt is down. 5-point lead now for Erie Mason, 47.1 to go, 50-45 our score. Second one is good. Make it 51-45. Brocky will bring it up the floor. Sauber, rather, over to Brocky, knocked away by Jake Trainer. And that'll force the Comets to inbound on the sidelines. And we've got a substitution. Trent Finnegan in for Donovan Kennedy. Scoreboard operator getting a little aggressive with the horn there. Brocky to inbound. He'll get it to Mitch Sauber. 43 seconds left, and it's stolen. And here comes Liddell with the bucket. That'll just about wrap it up here. 53-45. Brocky moving fast, and he's going to get whistled. And we'll get a foul. That is on Joe Liddell, his first. 53-45, 30 seconds left. Hanover going to play to the whistle. Brocky inbounding. He'll go out for Kennedy to Laketta. Three ball, and he's going to go to the line for three. Hanover's not quite out of it yet. Foul number two by Joe Liddell. 27.7. These are the opportunities you need to pick up points with the clock not moving. Laketta misses the first. Hit front iron, then hit the heel and bounced out. Two more shots to go for Luke Laketta. And first one is no good. Second one, also no good. Off front iron. Luke Laketta now 0 for 2 from the line. Third attempt is also off iron. And a quick foul by Grant Laketta. His first. Team's nine. And that's three misses by the Comets late in this one. 53-45 the score, 26.3. Eagles lead. Eagles with the ball. Jake Trainer at the line. First one is good. So a great season by the Comets, likely to come to a close now as they trail by nine with 26.3 to go. Seniors on the floor, two of them for the Comets, Donovan Kennedy and Jeremy Van Epp. Jake Trainer will take the second of his two shots and miss. Clock starts. Rebounded by Van Epp. 22.8. Stand up. Three ball. No good. In and out. Rebounded. Tipperill. Mitch Sauber with it. He's going to take a three and in. So Mitch Sauber lands the three. 55-48, 12.4. All timeout. We'll keep it on the broadcast, though. Want to say thank you to Santa Van Sewer and Drain, our second half sponsor. First half brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. All of our sponsors on the broadcast, big thank you to them. Big list of sponsors today. Auto Shop, Chip Ceramic Pro, our presenting sponsor today. Thank you to them. Big night for Joe Liddell. He is racking up the points there. We were 27-26 at the half, and now the Comets trail 55-48. This scoreboard operator is getting very aggressive with the horn. Our final 12 seconds. Eagles will inbound, 55-48, they lead it. Hanover season looks like it's going to come to a close. And the inbound goes to Liddell. He'll get bumped 11.1. He'll head to the free throw line for a pair. And that foul goes on Jeremy Van Epps, his first, team's 10th. And Liddell will go to the line for a pair. First one misses. Yeah, he is. He's 7-for-9 from the free throw line now. Make that 8-for-10. Final 10 seconds. Sauber to Brocky for three. No good. Rebounded by Van Epps. Lost the ball, and possession will stay with the Comets for the final 3.3. Crowd now really getting into it. 55-48 to score. The Eagles lead it. Long outlet. Final 2-1. Brocky, three ball. No good. That's going to do it. The Erie Mason Eagles advance to the state semifinal with a 55-48 victory over the Hanover Horton Comets.